Ladies and gentlemen, we have freedom, control of our destiny. And our next guest, I'm so happy to have him on. I think this is very important. And I tell you that, put that aside now. Now pull up your pants and look forward. Look at your children. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am sovereign. I am divinely endowed. I have the power. God has called me. Because that's the reality. And the syndicate cannot stand that that is true. And they are so jealous and they hate that so much that they will do anything to destroy every semblance of what I just told you. But they can't if you don't let them. Do you understand? You have to agree to all this. They cannot do this to you. You will have to agree to have it done to you because you are so powerful and the universe mandates it. You are so divinely manifested that they cannot enslave you in that way without your permission. So our next guest has written a book, The American Sovereign. I think it's fantastic. It's quite a very simply, very to the point on so many subjects. Very happy to have Brent Johnson on. He's an expert on subjects. He's been on radio off and on for years. His website, freedomradio.us. Brent Johnson, welcome to the Power Hour, my friend.
Hi there, Daniel. It's such a pleasure to be back with you.
Yes, the book, The American Sovereign. I am extremely impressed. Why don't you, how did you come about the title and what motivated you to write this book? Let's start there.
Well, I started way back in the early part of the 90s, okay, and I was on a payment plan with the IRS, and I didn't know anything. And I get a notice from the IRS that said that I owed them more money, and I simply didn't have it. There was nothing I can do, and I felt my life was over, and I was throwing furniture around the room. I mean, that's it. It's all done. And a friend of mine said, you should talk to my ex-husband. I said, okay, why not? So I did. And I talked to this guy who introduced me to a woman who became my teacher. And as she started to teach me some of the things that were going on, I couldn't believe anything she said. I absolutely couldn't believe it. I said, if any of this is true, okay, I will take your teachings and I will bring them out to the world, which is ultimately is exactly what I did. And I went and I spent 2.5 years in one of the best law libraries in Marin County, California, studying, looking, you know, through the laws themselves. And once I was sufficiently armed with the knowledge of the law, I filed various documents with the IRS and stopped making payments to the payment plan. And the IRS sent me notices, and I responded accordingly, and we went back and forth for about 3-5 months, and then they stopped bothering me. That was it. Never made another payment to the IRS. They didn't bother me anymore. At this point, I realized, well, I'm the original guinea pig. I need to teach people what I've learned. So I started conducting freedom seminars. And the very first one was in like a friend's living room. It lasted for about 12 hours, and people didn't want to leave. They wanted me to keep going. And I knew I had something here, okay, because people were resonating to it. So I started doing these seminars, and after several months of the seminars, I decided I need to put what I've been teaching into a book form. And so essentially I took my seminars and I wrote a book, The American Sovereign, How to Live Free from Government Regulation. That's how it originated. That's how it started.
There's the music, Brent. Let's pause right there on the other side. We'll continue. That's a great description. The American Sovereign, indeed. Put it into a book. You're gonna love this guy, and you're gonna love this information, ladies and gentlemen. Important and very simple, the way he puts it. Brent Emery Johnson from Freedom Radio US.us. Freedom Radio says here he's written a book called The American Sovereign: How to Live Free from Government Regulation. Highly recommend it. Very simply. I mean, this, if you, even if you know most of this stuff, which, you know, I had heard most of it. I mean, it's a few things I didn't, and really, one of the things really big in here, but this is a great thing to give. Hey, check this out. Somebody who's interested in this kind of stuff. Simple, to the point, verifiable, provable. Boom. Here it is. What do you think about this? You know, and then just see where it goes. Really powerful book. Brent, before we get to some of the specifics of the book, there is a mindset about freedom. Freedom is not just a word. It's not just a thing, hey, you go do and now you're free. It's a mindset, the philosophy. Talk a little bit about the philosophy of freedom.
Okay, before I do that, just a quick comment. I just warned people, okay, you don't leave this book lying around. Okay, because it will disappear. I've had people take the book and never return it. So you don't leave it lying around. Just let you know that. I like your definitions of freedom. I was listening before I came on the air. And I like the two definitions you were giving. The basic definition of freedom that I would give is that freedom means you have the right to determine how you will live your life. And so it's really very basic. Either you have the right to determine how you will live your life, or somebody else does. It's A or B, it's one or the other. Okay, there is no C option here. Okay, and that's, you know, I kind of call it the psychology of freedom. Okay, because, you know, everybody out there is saying that, oh, you know, I've looked at the law and I know how to do this in the law, and if they come after me, I'm going to use the law. Okay, the law doesn't work. Okay, the law will not get you your freedom. Your freedom is not dependent on the law. Okay, you have to understand the psychology of living free. Now, if nobody was out there bothering you, if nobody was out there trying to control you, okay, you'd be living free. So the only reason you have an issue with freedom is because there are people out there trying to control you, people who want to determine how you will live your life. To properly define these people, you would have to call them the enemy of freedom. And the people who are the enemy of freedom, and these are individuals who are doing this, this is not a system. This is a system made up of individuals. Okay, those individuals are violating the fundamental laws by which they were given their position. I'm specifically talking about government. Okay, the Constitution is a limitation on government. You did not get your rights from the Constitution. You did not get your freedom from the Constitution. The purpose of the Constitution is to restrict government. So if anybody in government, anybody, from the president down to the sanitation worker, any cop, federal, state, local, makes no difference. Anyone does anything in violation of the Constitution, that is a crime. Constitution is the law of the land. That is a breaching of the law. In other words, the people who are seeking to control your life are criminals. And the psychology of freedom requires that you understand that the enemy of freedom is made up of criminals. You're dealing with criminals. Now, you run into a guy who's robbing a bank. You go up to him and you say, hey, buddy, did you know that there is a law against robbing the bank? So do you think that the guy's going to sit there and say, oh, I didn't know that. Thanks for telling me. I'm going to go home now. No. He's probably going to shoot you, and he's going to rob the bank, because criminals do not follow the law. So to try and use the law against criminals is destined for failure. That's why people go into court. That's why judges say the Constitution doesn't apply in this matter. That's why there is no justice for your, in terms of your freedom, okay, using the law. What you have to do is use this, what I call the psychological battleground. Because, see, you and I are much smarter than those who would control us, those who would subvert our rights. That's our advantage. That's our strength. If you use that strength, you will be able to live free. Okay. So the idea is to understand that you're surrounded by criminals. Now, if you're surrounded by criminals, criminals are seeking something. You got a bunch of muggers on the street. They're looking for somebody who has something they can take. Well, government criminals are the same. They're looking for somebody who has something that they can take. So the key is to make yourself appear to them as having nothing. If they believe that you have nothing they can take, they will leave you alone. And if they leave you alone, then you can decide how to live your life. You can enjoy freedom as God intended you to enjoy freedom. So that's kind of in a synopsis. That's the psychology of freedom. You want to be invisible to the criminals. And if you do that, you've got it made. For 25 years, like I said, I haven't paid a penny to the IRS, and they leave me alone. And, you know, there was one time when I was a new broadcaster. I started broadcasting in 1993. Okay, I was a new guy on the block. They actually raided my home studio, and they came in with the sheriff backing them up and everything. And funny thing, I had little cubicles with various documents and various categories, and they ignored Social Security, they ignored Internal Revenue, they took everything out of the Federal Reserve cubicle, which I thought was somewhat interesting. But they stole my gold, my actual gold, and I actually had two pieces of collector's gold, 1 ounce gold pieces, and they stole it. They took it. It took me a number of years, but I got it all back. And the guy who started the raid ended up being fired. So my point here is that I have successfully lived free for the last quarter century. Okay, I am not a U.S. subject. I do not take U.S. benefits, by the way. Okay, I live by the seat of my own pants. You know, I have to take care of myself. I don't look for the government to take care of me. But as a result, I don't owe anything to the government. And as far as the government's concerned, they look in the public record. They don't see anything of mine. I don't own anything. There's nothing they can take. So they leave me alone, so I get to live free, which is why I get to come on a show like this, okay, and tell you these things. Okay, and by the way, it doesn't matter. I can tell you all this stuff. The IRS could be listening to the show. It doesn't matter. Because everybody in government is a bureaucrat, and every bureaucrat is limited by their training. They cannot think outside the box. So I can expose everything to you, reveal everything to you, and there's nothing, they can't do anything about it. I can even say they can't do anything about it, and they can't do anything about it. And again, I'm proof of that. I've been doing it for 25 years plus.
There's the music. Great introduction. You know, freedom has responsibility. That's one thing that we don't get or we get confused on. The responsibility, whose responsibility? Is it the government's responsibility? Please, give me a break. We've seen what they do with the responsibility. It's our responsibility. It's your responsibility. Your freedom is your responsibility.